Right now, we are pleased to welcome to Robin Hood Radio for the first time, and that is the president of a new health organization. Well, actually a redeveloped health organization. HealthQuest and Western Connecticut Health Network combined now to form a new health system, Nuvance Health. And right now, we do have the president joining us, Robert Friedberg. Robert, thank you for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Good morning.
It must be an exciting time for you and the rest of the people that are with, you know, this forming of this one organization to serve really almost, what, 1 to 2 million people in the two-state area?
Yeah, it's very exciting to finally be able to say we're one organization serving about a little over one and a half million people, ranging from Norwalk, Connecticut, all the way up to Rhinebeck, New York.
Now, when you look at the advantages, what would be the advantage when people out here are sitting here in Sharon, Connecticut, or in Rhinebeck, which are served by small community hospitals? And, of course, you have the incredible medical center that is being built outside of Poughkeepsie. What do people, should they see as the advantage of having a health network so big that is, I know it's hard to sound this way with people, but it is also so local?
I think the biggest advantage that we were looking at is by bringing the two organizations together, we have the opportunity to be able to bring more physicians to the broader community. So we'll be able to have the ability to have more services and capabilities closer to where people live and work. So for all of our communities, this represents a superb opportunity to be able to grow.
How easy was this to sit down with statewide executives in New York and Connecticut to get a deal like this done?
I think it varied from state to state. The New York process was a little bit shorter, but both processes went through according to their individual plans. We didn't really have too many hiccups associated with it. So it just took a little while for everything to get kind of battened down, but we're good.
All right, now that everything's set and this is approved and everything is underway, the cooperation of all the health, of all your assets being available to one another is really the big calling card for this, right?
Yeah, this allows us to be able to look at where services should be provided, how they're going to be provided, be able to back each other up, and also make sure that when patients do need to move from one hospital to the other, that they're seamless, they're on one electronic medical record. Their records follow them. They're able to have consults either by in person or by video consults, regardless of where they are in the system when they start, and allows us to really move to more of both a synergistic and supportive environment for taking care of patients.
It's an exciting time. But I would imagine you as president, Robert Friedberg, who we were speaking to of Nuvance Health, with healthcare, the big bouncing ball that is being kicked, the can is being kicked down the road by our political parties, as well as an exciting time for you, it obviously is a dangerous time for healthcare.
Well, healthcare is always changing and has been significantly changing since the 1980s. And every year we anticipate that the changes will be more vibrant. And we've learned over the course of many years of doing this that you just have to figure out how to stay true to what is important, and that is improving quality, being able to make sure that you're becoming more efficient, looking at why people leave the community and provide those services to those areas, and then really being able to make sure that what you're doing is effective and efficient, and so you're getting value. If you're doing all of those things consistently, then our ability to be able to stay sustain ourselves and be relevant in a changing healthcare environment is much, much easier.
Now, in case you folks don't know, Robert has more than, I think, 25 to 30 years of experience. And I'm always amazed at, and I think it has to be even harder for someone in your position and also the general executives, is that you have got to put together budgets. And sometimes there's no idea where that money's going to come from. I mean, I'm not talking about the patients. I'm talking about the other money that comes through insurance company and through statewide things. It must be a complicated matter is all I can say.
It certainly is getting more and more complicated as the arrangements that we have for reimbursement continue to change, and we move from this idea of being paid fee-for-service for everything we do to more value-based, where our revenue sources are more, they fluctuate a little bit more. And being able to predict revenue becomes a little bit more difficult. But at the same time, I think we've gotten pretty good at understanding how this all these systems work together. And now with the seven hospitals and about 800 or 900 physicians that are part of our program, we'll really do a great job of being able to make sure that we know what services are being provided, where, how they're being provided. And that generates our budgets, it generates our operating plans, our strategic plans. All of those things tie together pretty well. We're actually just starting that process now for our upcoming fiscal year.
It must be amazing to you. I mean, I've seen it my whole life because I've been around Sharon, and I lived also in Kingston in New York, where I've always been amazed by the Rhinebeck Hospital and Sharon Hospital. Because I've seen the way other hospitals operate in other towns. It really is really nice to have a couple of community hospitals lumped in with your bigger hospitals.
Yeah, again, it allows us to continue this idea of how we're going to provide care. And what we don't want to do is have everybody for their routine care coming to our hub hospitals, coming to Vassar or going to Danbury. We want as much care as we can possibly manage to be provided in the community hospitals that we operate. That allows us to continue to have the room and the ability to grow the more tertiary, quaternary programs at our hub hospitals. So it kind of works out well to make sure that care is actually dispersed out into the communities as much as possible.
And the name Nuvance Health, did it come from what?
It's really just a combination of the word new and advance.
Okay.
And it was a way for us to describe what we felt we were going to be able to provide to the community, being able to continue to have a new health system that's regenerating itself, but also tied together the technology and the advancements that need to be made in order to be able to sustain a top-notch, exceptional healthcare system.
Well, Robert, good luck, and we all wish you much success because hospital is a very important factor around here, not only health-wise but economically-wise. And, the history, the long-term of Sharon Hospital. And
I do.
I guess what we can say is it's really nice out here in the hinterlands to have this hospital here as a direct connection to much larger healthcare.
Well, I appreciate the time this morning to let your community know what we're up to.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Marshall.
All right. That is the president of Nuvance, and that is Robert Friedberg, once again here on Robin Hood Radio.